It's over before it even began. Tonight, newly sworn officers from the Australian Border Force were to take to the streets of central Melbourne with Victoria Police and other agencies in what was to be called Operation Fortitude. A statement this morning said Border Force officers would be positioned around the city speaking with individuals, quote, they crossed paths with. It warned those found committing visa fraud would be caught out. By mid-afternoon, the operation was cancelled after a storm of protest on social media and the street. The opposition is calling it a debacle and demanding answers from the minister. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie compared the planned action to Stalinist Russia. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
Officers from Australian Border Force were to take to the streets of Melbourne tonight in their new full-length dark-coloured uniforms carrying guns. When Anitra Nottingham heard about it, she joined hundreds who went to demonstrate outside Flinders Street Station in the centre of the city.
I find the idea of people going around on the street checking people's papers frankly Orwellian, and I haven't protested for over 20 years. I'm working today and I thought I can't not go out and say something. It's just not how we do things in Australia.
It had begun with a statement this morning from Australian Border Force. It said officers would, for the first time, join forces with a team of enforcement agencies to target crime in Melbourne's CBD as part of Operation Fortitude. It had these quotes from Don Smith, Border Force's regional commander for Victoria and Tasmania.
ABF officers will be positioned at various locations around the CBD, speaking with any individual we cross paths with. You need to be aware of the conditions of your visa. If you commit visa fraud, you should know it's only a matter of time before you're caught out.
The prospect of armed officers questioning people in the street about their visas caused an outcry on social media and a flurry of questions from journalists. A few hours later, another clarifying statement was issued.
To be clear, the ABF does not and will not stop people at random in the streets. This is not a new activity. Immigration officers regularly conducted compliance activity to locate and detain individuals residing in Australia illegally in the past, and the ABF is continuing this work. The ABF does not target on the basis of race, religion or ethnicity.
A press conference with all the agencies involved was set for 2 o'clock this afternoon. At first, it was delayed and then cancelled altogether. In fact, the entire exercise of Operation Fortitude was called off. Victoria's Police Minister Wade Noonan issued a statement saying it had been intended as a standard police operation. He said he supported the decision by Victoria Police to cancel it after the unfortunate and inappropriate characterisation by Australian Border Force. Greens MP Adam Bandt holds a Melbourne seat.
I'm very pleased that this kind of activity is now not going to take place in Melbourne. It posed a real threat to Melbourne's reputation as a welcoming city. I mean, in multicultural Melbourne, how would the Border Force have distinguish between a local, someone who's here as a visitor, someone who's here on a visa, unless they were going to stop everyone who looked like they were a foreigner. I mean, from the beginning, this was a stunt from the Abbott government that's continuing in their theme of trying to divide the community rather than unite it, and Melbourne has seen through it and has run them out of town.
The Independent MP, Andrew Wilkie, a former intelligence analyst, went further.
This is something that Joseph Stalin would be proud of. He would be proud of Prime Minister Tony Abbott. The former East German secret police, the Stasi, would be impressed by this. General Pinochet of Chile would be impressed by this.
Labor's immigration spokesman Richard Marles calls it a shambles and says the minister, Peter Dutton, has questions to answer.
The idea that you would strategically place yourself around the Melbourne CBD and ask questions of anyone who happens to cross your path, and that's the line that was in the press release this morning, is genuinely remarkable. It was obviously a confused statement. This has been confused from the outset, and we need to hear from the minister himself an explanation as to what was intended here, why we have a situation that an operation of this kind has been abandoned before it's 5 hours old, and it's not good enough to have a minister who's happy to get out on the good days and beat his chest, but on a difficult day, goes into hiding.
Labor's immigration spokesman Richard Marles, ending that report by Peter Donald. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, has refused PM's request for an interview, saying it's an operational matter. A spokesman says it was a Victoria Police operation and the cancellation a matter for the police. He says Australian Border Force was one of seven other agencies involved. And the Victoria Police Minister, Wade Noonan, has accused Australian Border Force of, quote, an unfortunate and inappropriate, quote, characterisation of the operation. In a statement, he says Operation Fortitude was intended to be a standard police operation. Well, shortly after that, the Australian Border Force Commissioner, Roman Quadlig, spoke to the media.
The Australian Border Force's misunderstood role in the conduct of a Victorian police-led operation, Operation Fortitude. Operation Fortitude is an operation that was established by the Victorian Police in order to create a safe city environment within Melbourne. The Australian Border Force is a secondary but supporting assist to that operation. Our role always was, and still is into the future, a supporting role. In terms of immigration compliance, the Australian Border Force will stand by to receive referrals from the Victorian Police where there are any immigration compliance issues to be enforced or dealt with. There was never any intent for the Australian Border Force to proactively go out and seek immigration breaches out in Melbourne City. I'm happy to take questions.
That's not what your statement said, because of course you said that ABF officers will be positioned at various locations around the CBD, speaking with any individual we crossed paths with. Now that sounds rather menacing, doesn't it?
It does, that was a press release that was cleared at a low level in the organisation. It was, in my description, clumsily worded. It portrayed a role which was not the agreed role between ourselves and the Victorian Police, and internal measures have been taken to remediate that issue.
It's not just clumsily worded, it's actually not within the law, is that right?
No, well, I think it's misunderstood. Taken into context, it makes absolute, perfect, legitimate sense, but read through the layperson's eyes, which I absolutely openly acknowledge, it's clumsily worded and it's been misconstrued and it shouldn't have been worded that way.
Given what you say was the actual intention for Border Force over the weekend, why would it make sense to tell everybody that you were going to be there? Because surely then people who had visa problems wouldn't go out in Melbourne on Saturday night, would they?
Now look, these operations are run all the time, all around the country by the state and territory police jurisdictions. They're intended to create safe environments, and if we can market that in advance in terms of the increased police presence and other authorities, and that creates a safe environment, and that's also part of the agenda.
Why did ABF feel the need to put out a statement on the big police?
Yeah, well, as I explained to you, that was a press release that was released at the lower levels in the organisation. It incorrectly construed what our role was. I've mentioned a couple of times now we are a secondary referral agency in that operation.
Did Mr Smith not see the quotes that were put in his name?
Mr Smith did see the quotes that put in his name.
That press release,
did he say officers?
That clumsily worded press release that you referred to was sent out at a low level of the organisation. Who did it go to? Who checked over the wording? And was the Minister's office at any stage involved in issuing press releases from Border Force?
On the latter point, no. The Minister's office was not involved. The press release was circulated at a regional level in the state of Victoria.
But Mr Smith is at low level, right? And he saw the quotes that were in his name.
The level is all relative. It's low level. I didn't see it. It's a low level in the organisation.
Commissioner, did Mr Smith say officers will be positioned at various locations around the CBD, speaking with any individuals we cross paths with?
We've already covered that ground. I said yes, it's clumsily worded. Any other questions?
So did he say that or did he not say that?
It's in the press release. We've covered that. It's clumsily worded.
You apologise to Victorian Police and the Victorian Police Minister because they've had to call off.
I've had a conversation today with the Chief Commissioner of the Victorian Police Force. We are good colleagues, we have good institutional relationships. That's as far as I'm going to take that conversation.
Mr Smith is the head of Border Force in Victoria and Tasmania, and he saw those quotes. Did he not understand what his own organisation was doing on Saturday night?
Look, I think we've covered that ground. My point is that...
No, sorry, don't understand.
No, we have covered the ground. The point is that Mr Smith cleared that press release. It was released at that level. It was taken out of context. It should have been better explained. It was clumsy.
It raises the question, though, whether or not Mr Smith understands the act under which he works, if he would allow something like that to go under his name.
Look, I can assure you he does. This was an unfortunate misconstruction of wording. It shouldn't have been the case. And unfortunately, it has been misunderstood.
That's the Australian Border Force Commissioner, Roman Quadlig, speaking there in Canberra.